Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show, everybody. This is Karina Morrison, and this is Shop Local for Good News. Tonight's show is about empowering your message, and I'm back. I was just live. We're live on the Shop Local for Good Facebook page, and I was just explaining to our viewers that, once again, that Shop Local for Good, F-O-R, Good, Facebook, that we are live currently on. And I was explaining to all of our followers that I've had a three-year hiatus from Blog Talk Radio, worked some, launched a business, Shop Local for Good, launched the Benevolution Foundation, and I'm back after 3 years. I was on other broadcast radio for about a year, and I actually prefer Blog Talk Radio because it gives me more flexibility. I'm all about flexibility because pivoting has become my life. We're actually broadcasting live from the Ring Workspaces in downtown Clearwater. It's beautiful, beautiful cohabitating.
Very beautiful.
It's a beautiful workplace. I'm a member of the Shop Local for Good team, is a member of the Ring, and we get all kinds of wonderful benefits, and then they also offer opportunities to network with fellow entrepreneurs. So we are going to be broadcasting from here tonight, and then I've got to get with management and see how to get into their podcast room because it was locked. I'm new, can you tell? So we have Christine with us here tonight. Ooh, that's how we look.
Oh, lovely.
Say hi, everybody. Now, if you are watching this live on Shop Local for Good's Facebook page, we do ask that you start a watch party. And if you don't know how to do that, basically what you do is hit the share button, and then you hit watch party. And then I always explain on social media, Facebook's kind of picky. If you share something, this is the empowering your message tip. If you're sharing something on Facebook, you want to say something, because if you just automatically share something, Facebook puts that in a category like you don't really, really care that somebody wants to know about it.
Mm-hmm.
So, but if you say, hey guys, you know, watch Shop Local for Good News is live now, watch with me, Facebook considers it more of a personal message and it gets placed higher up in your friends' news feed. So that is your tip of the day.
Good tip.
Yes. Because we're all about, you know, putting our news higher up in the news feeds. Facebook, you know, they are a corporation that wants to make money. And so oftentimes as a small business owner, I'm a tad frustrated that they're not showing my posts to as many people that are following the page. So that's why going live on Facebook is important. And the more you do it, even if you want to set up a private group, like a super secret one, and just put your friends in there and go, hey guys, I want to practice Facebook Lives. And if you don't want to practice Facebook Lives, I won't laugh at you if you don't laugh at me. And the more you do it, the better you're at it. It's like public speaking.
Right. That's things I need to work on.
Yeah. Yeah, well, and I liked that you asked about Toastmasters, too, because that is a wonderful organization.
Yes, I learned about Toastmasters about a year ago.
Yeah.
I went to a couple of their meetings out in West Pasco, and interesting for sure, but not enough time right now on my schedule for that.
I can't imagine why. Okay, so let's get into, I love Kids Campaign. Okay, Kids Campaign, how long have we known each other?
So we met when you were talking about that political error.
Yeah.
We met kind of back there.
Okay.
So what was that, six years ago?
Six or seven years ago
we met, yeah.
We've been friends forever.
Yeah, we've been friends for a while. And Kids Campaign was incorporated on Valentine's Day 2013, so we're 6 years now.
Nice. I love your mission. I was meeting with some sponsors for a festival this week, And because the Benevolution Foundation, they wanted me to explain to them what my mission was.
Mm-hmm.
And the mission of the Benevolution Foundation, what I tell people, is that all volunteer nonprofits like Kids Campaign, you're a single mom, working full time, and you're the founder of a nonprofit, and then it's not just you, there's others. And I found that the all-volunteer managed nonprofits are the ones that need the most help. They need help in broadcasting your mission.
Mm-hmm.
They need help in fundraising. They need help in finding more volunteers, finding board members. Mm-hmm. So, you know me, I'm always drawn to the people that need more help. Plus, I have found that all-volunteer managed nonprofits are genuinely just more appreciative of people that help.
Right.
And it's nothing against the other ones, but when you have paid staff that does this, and this.
Yeah. You get a lot more accomplished.
There's no recognition that as an all-volunteer managed nonprofit, you're doing everything and trying to raise money to keep paying all the government regulations we have to go through. Don't even get me started on that. So that's why I was explaining to them that Benevolution Foundation is kind of like an umbrella.
Mm-hmm.
And what we want to do is be out there and be your advocate. Because I love bragging about Kids Campaign. Your mission is so awesome. So anyway, let's explain a little bit more about your mission. Because it's a dual purpose mission.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really a big fan of both of your purposes. So would you like to explain it?
Sure. As Karina said, Kids Campaign is dual mission. And first is to instill kindness through sponsored community service activities. And second, to share love with pediatric cancer families by easing their burdens and celebrating their joy. So Kids Campaign is very unique, I feel, in the sense that the first part of our mission is what we'd like to be our main fundraising effort that will then allow us to fulfill the second part of our mission.
And it's really, I love outside the box people because I'm an outside the box person. And when I become friends with another outside the box person, I don't feel so weird anymore.
Yeah. That automatic bonding.
Yeah. I'm like, my tribe. Yay. So, and your volunteerism part of your mission, just like, I love telling the story because it can involve kids of all ages too, from kids to corporate offices that want to wear jeans on Friday.
Right. It's very simple. And with being community service, the possibilities are endless and you can be creative and do community service for a cause. So I feel very blessed that we have that mission. I feel God inspired by the mission.
Volunteerism is really important. It teaches so many lessons to people. It teaches our children empathy. For example, there's a 13-year-old that lives on the street and there's an elderly neighbor that needs help with, this is the favorite story I like to tell, that needs help with their lawn or needs help around the house.
Right.
And they come across that story and they recognize that they, even at 13, or they could help.
Right.
And they reach out to their friends or family and say, I want to do a serving campaign.
Mm-hmm.
For Mr. or Mrs. Jones down the street. She needs help, or he needs help. And will you sponsor me? So the serving campaign, the way it works is, of course, they ask Mr. and Mrs. Jones if it's okay to mow their lawn or, you know, help around the house first. And they explain what the serving campaign is. And so then they do the work. Say it takes a couple hours.
Mm-hmm.
And their friends or family sponsor them for so many dollars forever. And their sponsorship money gets donated directly to Kids Campaign.
Correct.
For you to help the families that need help.
Right. And that dollar amount is decided between the volunteer or volunteers or the sponsors.
Yeah, you don't tell them how much.
Whatever they agree upon, whatever they want to have it be done at, will be done.
Get so much freedom to volunteerism, too. It's pretty. I want to mow your lawn.
Right.
And, you know, Uncle John said he he'd donate $20 to Kids Campaign, and then the young person gets volunteer hours.
Exactly.
Because that's helpful for school.
Yeah, because students can get scholarships, some pretty serious scholarships from what I understand.
Yeah.
I'm not there yet, but we'll be soon.
And then some of the, and here's where people, because they see all the big organizations that help families with, that are dealing with pediatric cancer or childhood illnesses, because you've actually helped our hood from other families that have rare childhood diseases too.
Correct, yeah.
And you'd like to expand your mission to help those families.
We would. We need to, yeah, we would really like to do that. Of course, funding. Yeah,
right.
Funding. The fun part of funding, yeah. So when the funds start coming in where we feel that we can reach out to other families in that situation, we plan to do that. It's just a funding issue. So the biggest thing that I've learned, obviously, is my first charity. Never been involved in any other charity but Kids Campaign. And as you know, the two main things that run the charities are volunteers and funds.
Right.
So we're looking to build a core volunteer team and have a volunteer coordinator as well, so that we can plan things throughout the year for Kids Campaign and for other charities, for us to help out at other charity events.
Yeah, and that's what I love about Kids Campaign too, because your volunteers actually can volunteer for another charity and still get Kids Campaign help.
Right.
So Christine likes helping everybody. That's another thing she's a lot like about me too. So do you want to talk about the start of, do you want to talk about your son and what drove you to want to help families?
Sure. My son, my one and only son, Dylan, was diagnosed with Ewing sarcoma at the age of 9 on August 23rd, 2010, I believe it was. And so he did a year of very aggressive compressed chemotherapy in the hospital, St. Joseph's Children's Hospital, every other week getting chemotherapy for nearly a year. And thank God he is cancer-free today. He has some heart issues as a result of the chemotherapy drugs, as most of these kids have. You know, you think, okay, first of all, there's too many kids that don't make it right with us. So I'm blessed that he's still with me today. But a lot of children and families run into long-term complications that they may not know about. So Dylan has to be monitored by a cardiologist for the rest of his life, basically. So he's doing good right now. One issue seems to have resolved because it hasn't shown up the last couple of times he was with the cardiologist. So that's good news. And the other one has improved slightly. So that's good news. So I thank God for that. And so as a result of his journey with what he went through, I actually had the thought for Kids Campaign in the middle of his chemo treatment, because once they removed his cancer, it was gone. So for me as a mom, I needed to focus my brain on something. So he did an actually experimental procedure too, was one thing we came across. So we did that. And then the thought came about Kids Campaign. And so it went through my head, but then went out very quickly. But I noted it and shared it with somebody so we could document it and have it for future use. And so then we set a Kids Campaign to help out other families in the Tampa Bay area and beyond. A lot of these children will have their cancer treatment longer than a year, or unfortunately, if they relapse. Again, too many children relapse with their cancer. So some families find themselves in a situation where they have already exhausted resources from other charities, and we want to be there to be like, hey, you know, we're here, we can help you, you know, because there's so many children that are diagnosed. So even though there's other charities out there doing a lot of great work, like the Children's Cancer Center, the One Voice Foundation, those are two wonderful charities here local in Tampa Bay. And so Kids Campaign wants to be able to help out. And we help out in a small way, but I know firsthand that those small ways go a long way and in a big way for families during this time.
Well, you could be more personalized too. I mean, say if a family needs gas money to get to an appointment that mm-hmm. might be 2 or 3 hours away at a different hospital. Those larger charities don't have the bandwidth to be quick enough to help on that.
Right. So what we do usually is we'll... The- need is financial for the families that we dealt with. So usually it's a $300 gift card we'll send the family, and they use it for gas, food, or to pay a bill. We've helped families pay a cell phone bill, auto insurance, bought a couple of plane tickets because sometimes the families need to travel out of state for a clinical trial and or to get follow-ups at, out of state as well. So we help them with that.
And you get to know the families personally, too. It's not just throwing money at anybody.
Right. So. And there's been families that we've helped out multiple times, like, hey, you know, just let us know what we can do, what we can do. And so we do what we can do. And we're at a point right now where I like to raise more funds. And that's why we need to build a volunteer team so we can get those funds going.
Yeah. So and let's tell them how fun volunteering can be, too. Because we got a big festival.
Oh, yeah.
So I want to thank Christine because she stepped up. Summerfest for Good is coming up on June 22nd. And it's the Burger Battle Royal. So we've got 10 burger trucks. Well, they're not all burger trucks. They're going to make a burger of some sort and be competing. And the kids campaign team, what they're going to be doing is managing the volunteers. So volunteering at a festival can be anything from like sitting at the table selling armbands to helping keep the kids safe on the water slide mm-hmm. in the bounce house to just helping maybe empty the trash or just being someone there that can relieve someone.
Right.
At one of them. So, and you don't have to be there all day.
Mm-hmm.
You can do a few hours. And then we always love our volunteers. And then, you know, you're there and you have a burger while you're at it.
Right.
So I appreciate you doing that. So we are looking for a team of volunteers that will be connecting with Kids Campaign. June 22nd, 4 to 9 p.m. It's going to be at the Plaza at the Palms of Largo. And we're going to have Florida Full Throttle Magazine. It's going to have a bike show. We just got them today. So, yesterday. Day before? I don't know.
Yesterday. I think it was this week.
The days are just smooshing together. So, I'm really excited about that. So, we're going to be announcing that in the event. You can find us at Summerfest for Good on Facebook. And that will be the page. And you'll be able to find us. And find the event. So now Dylan's also a board member, right? Your son?
Yes, Dylan just turned 18 on March 29th. So he's now a board member. And really want to get him more involved in that. So obviously to teach him the value in serving through Kids Campaign since it was inspired through his journey with cancer.
Right.
And it's like you said, it teaches them a lot. It
teaches them leadership skills.
Yeah,
sure.
Actually, that was one of the things we said. You know, community service is an integral part of the heart of our organization. And so initiating a serving campaign can be a great tool to build on one's servant leadership skills. Because I believe being a leader is good and leadership skills are excellent to have. But I think there's a difference between being a servant leader and a regular leader, and I think the servant leader is the way to go.
True. And understanding teamwork, I mean, you don't necessarily have to step up and say, I'll be the leader, but learning how to support mm-hmm. a leadership role is also vital. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was talking to someone earlier today, everyone has their strengths.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you can work collaboratively with other people that have other strengths, you're just more powerful together.
Right. So when your strengths can complement each other.
Right.
Yeah. Is the way to go. It's a good
killing
thing.
Each other.
Right.
So we'll get the information for them to contact Kids Campaign about volunteering at Summerfest. But you don't have to wait that long. So, because the other idea that I like, because I'm a blue jeans kind of girl. So, say you work in the office
mm-hmm.
and you and your co-employees workmates. What's
the coworkers?
That's the word I'm looking for. Yeah, let's do a show at 8 o'clock at night.
Right.
So like you and your coworkers want to be comfortable on Fridays.
Mm-hmm.
So you go to the boss and you say, hey, we want to do, you know, comfy Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And we decided that we're all gonna donate so many dollars to Kids Campaign. Mm-hmm. Will you let us do it? And the boss is pretty cool and they're like, sure.
Yeah.
So did you get to wear your pajamas or jeans or whatever?
Yeah. Sneakers.
And then, you know, so if there's 30 of you, that's a family that's getting helped.
Yeah.
By donating to Kids Campaign.
Yep.
And it makes a big difference.
Yeah. And my work just started this year, Volunteer Day. So each employee will get a full day of hours that they'll get paid by our company, by the firm, to volunteer at another charity. So
wow.
We find charities in the community that or other employees found charities in the community, and they spend 3 or 4 hours helping them out at an event or what things they need. And then we're gone either in the morning part or the afternoon part of the day, and we get paid for that, which is nice. We'll get paid for that. And then I'm thinking, then you can start a serving campaign on top of that. So
wow, double bonus.
Right. It's a win-win all the way around. So much more, right?
Yep. So we do have some other events coming up I want to mention, because Shop Local for Good is, we're actually pivoting on the Market Space for Good program. So, but we do have the space until the end of the month. So this coming Friday is Art Crawl in downtown Clearwater.
Mm-hmm.
And so we decided to give a shout out to artists in the community, see if they want to set up on the patio at Station Square.
Okay.
And we're asking that they donate $40 to be there and then bring all their friends and come out, and we'll have, you know, keto coffee bar and sangria for if you want to get a drink. And then there's going to be a bunch of businesses with artists in front of their business.
Mm-hmm.
All that up and down Cleveland Street, so you can just take an art walk.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So that's going to be May 17th, Friday.
Oh, this Friday.
This Friday.
Wow.
Yeah. Contact me, artists. If you want to email me, we do have the Artists for Good program. Even though we aren't going to be at the retail space for the Market Space for Good,
mm-hmm.
I'm pivoting on that program. So basically what we'll end up doing is a hybrid model of online promotions for our individual members. So our goal will switch to, instead of a collaborative, we're going to have an overall collaborative model. It's hard to explain. I'm going to be sending more traffic to their website,
uh-huh.
to learn more about their businesses,
uh-huh.
but I'm also going to be organizing unique events for them to participate in and showcase their products.
Oh, nice.
So instead of a 7-day-a-week retail space,
uh-huh.
we'll just have, you know, more interesting, very interesting ways of getting them involved and getting our neighbors to know about their products that they sell. So that's what we're going to be doing.
That's pretty cool.
Lorena did a fantastic job managing the Market Space. Thank you, Lorena. Lorena is behind the camera. To anybody that doesn't know, she's our technology guru.
That she is.
Yes. We were doing a countdown, like, there's 30 seconds left. And she goes, wait, Mom, let me check this. And I'm like, ah! And she is cool as a cucumber. So we have that coming up. And then what else do we have coming up?
Well, in October, is there something between Summerfest and Mac and Cheese?
Hopefully I get some sleep.
Yeah, that would be nice.
There is something that's potentially coming up, but I can't talk about it right now.
Okay.
From a meeting today.
Okay.
Lots of exciting things are happening.
Good.
I'm really excited. Meeting with the Florida Full Throttle magazine people, I just love those guys. I really do.
The biker community is wonderful.
Amazing.
So, yeah, they have big hearts. And
they're like a big family.
Yeah.
I actually was a bartender at a biker bar.
Oh, wow. Back in your day?
Back in the day. Wasn't that long ago either. Whiskey Depot, shout out to Bob and Nancy. Whiskey Depot on Ulmerton Road. It's not a biker bar, but they
biker friendly.
Yes, biker friendly. And I love serving the bikers.
Yeah,
they don't
great.
Let anybody mess with their bartenders. They'll mess with their bartenders.
Right, right.
But they don't let anybody else mess with
right.
their
bartenders. Right, yep. And they're like a big family. And they've been great supporters for Kids Campaign in the past. We've had a few poker runs, and they've been tremendous.
They have a big heart for their community and for the community as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
And they get a bad rap. So I'm.
Oh,
actually,
I love the bikers.
I do, too. I don't have any problems with them. They're
I took a motorcycle riding course when I was younger. I didn't pass the course, but I passed the written, but not the course, not the actual thing. So
I'll give you a big, big flashback. When I was little, my father worked for the Honda dealership on 49th Street. We've been around the Pinellas County area forever, because when I was little, it was a long time ago. And I have a memory of, it's back when he had to wear a helmet, of my dad putting me on the bike,
uh-huh.
and the helmet was so big. I was so little that the helmet went over my shoulder.
Oh.
And I remember the look on my mom's face, like, please do not kill my child.
Right.
As we rode off, and I was like,
yes. Yes. Oh, that's
so
cool.
Yeah, I love the bike community. That is yeah. really big heart. And I'm really excited. They're going to have a bike show.
That's going to be neat.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
It will be
so
fun.
It's going to be a burger battle and a bike show. Say that five times fast. Mm-hmm. And there's going to be something else special, but I got to
keep something for surprise.
Yeah, got to surprise and get it. And I got to fill out a few more papers.
Oh.
Don't even get started on the paperwork. Now, you said that there was something special, something other you were taking notes.
Oh.
Is that supposed to go out to the universe?
So, yeah, I can mention it. So, Winn-Dixie and other companies, I meant to bring that paperwork with me so I would know what I was talking about.
Oh.
I don't have it, so I can tell you what I remember. Winn-Dixie has this program called the Community Bag Program.
Okay.
And I'm not sure how they choose the charity, but Kids Campaign was chosen to be the charity of the month for June, next month, at the Winn-Dixie closest to my house in Holiday.
Awesome.
So yes, they sell these bags, community bags. I think they go for $2.50 or $2 or $2.50. I want to say I think it's $2.50. And so every bag that they sell at Winn-Dixie, a dollar of that will go to Kids Campaign.
Nice.
And they have like a marketing tool kit that, you know, steps to do and stuff like that. So that's on my to-do list.
Okay.
So, you know, it's like all these things are on the to-do list, as you know.
Right.
But, yeah, so I'm pretty excited about that because...
No, it's the Winn-Dixie and Holiday. Do you know what road it's on?
It's near Alt 19 in US 19.
So we will put the address...
I can send you the information.
Okay. But on the Shop Local for Good Facebook Live, we'll definitely comment in there.
So it's Holiday.
It's the Winn-Dixie and Holiday.
Yep, US 19 and Alt 19 right there at that intersection.
Okay. And you go in and you buy like a shopping bag?
Yeah, it's like you get like a shopping bag, I guess it would be. Instead of, you know, a lot of people are now, instead of using plastic bags, they're bringing their own shopping bags.
They
I think
can hold a lot of food, too. Yeah.
That's what I think it's like. I've only seen a picture of it. I haven't actually seen it, although I stopped by there last Tuesday to introduce myself and to find out about if they wanted me to provide them with materials mm-hmm. for the store. But the manager wasn't there, so I have to go back there and introduce myself and do that probably over the weekend or something.
See, this is where you need a volunteer community outreach chair.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, if you're retired, okay. So volunteer, empowering your message. Let's go back to this.
Okay.
When you're volunteering, you can volunteer as little time as 10 minutes a week. People are like, come on, Karina. No, seriously. Here's what I'm going to tell you to do. Because once again, we're going to go back to this Facebook model
mm-hmm.
where, you know, when you're sharing something, you add words to it mm-hmm. so Facebook knows that you care about it.
Right. I try to do that now.
Yeah.
You told me that before, I think.
I noticed that. Christine is a super sharer. I love Christine sharing. So, comment on it. So, where we're going with this, you can build a social media team. And the more people that you have to share, that have 10 to 15 minutes a week to just follow your page.
Mm-hmm.
And they what they'll do is like it and follow it, because if they just like it, they might not see all your posts
right
on Kids Campaign. So everybody that's listening, listen. If you have 10 to 15 minutes a week, you go to Kids Campaign,
mm-hmm.
and you can send the page a message and say, I want to be on the social media team.
Right.
And all that's going to require you to do is, if there's an event coming up that you're participating in, RSVP,
mm-hmm.
that you're interested in the event. Because another thing Facebook does, it's actually kind of annoying to me, but if I say I'm interested in an event, my friends, some of my friends get notified. Cause then, and then in some events, it says, hey, Karina's going to this event. And I'm like, great. Now everybody knows.
Mm-hmm.
But it, don't say that you're going. Please don't say you're going to an event if you're not going.
Right.
Because that just gets...
Just be interested in everything.
You could be interested in everything Kids Campaign is doing. But, no. So if you say that you're interested, your friends may get notified that you're interested
yes,
in the
I've
event.
Yes, I've seen that on Facebook.
It's all driving traffic mm-hmm. up. It's people power.
Right.
And 10 to 15 minutes of going and sharing something that you share on your page, getting the word out.
Mm-hmm.
Or even inviting your friends to like Kids Campaign.
Right.
Don't spam everybody, please. But, you know, if you know of some moms or some people that might be interested in the Kids Campaign mission, please invite people to the page.
Right.
It all goes back to people power. And that's what's going to empower our message. I mean, Facebook makes enough money off of this, guys.
Right. So I wanted to mention something, too, before I forget. So, yeah, Dylan just became a board member. But prior to that, Melanie Crowell.
I love Melanie.
Melanie is awesome. Her heart is so big, and she's such a busy lady because she has three beautiful young children, or teenagers, some of them are now.
Yeah.
And she's very busy and involved with her kids, and they're all great kids. All three of them are great. So Melanie Crowell is my partner with Kids Campaign, and she is tremendous. And I absolutely love her and adore her. So I just wanted to give a shout out to Melanie, because I tried to get a hold of her tonight, but I wasn't able to do that. Again, she's a very busy lady, probably got homework with three kids or at a sporting event or something like that. But yeah, so on our board of directors, it's Melanie, now my son, and myself. So we just have the three board members right now. I figured as we grow, we can add board members to that. But what I did learn when it comes to having board members, because we went through a couple of situations, but I think having somebody that has a passion for your cause and having them work with you for, you know, 7 months or so, you know, before you go ahead and put them on your board. You know, you want to find
Absolutely.
Out if they're a good fit for you and vice versa, because, you know, things happen in life. We all get there. We all have a great ideas, this and that. And they're like, oh, well, you know what? It's really not going to work for me because that's the way I thought it would. So maybe I'm not the best fit for your charity. That's fine.
Right. Well, plus you have to realize that if you add them to your board, it costs you money to add them, and it costs you money to take them off.
So that's why I just do it when we do the annual thing, the annual
yeah.
report. It's like, okay, well, you're no longer. Well, you're still listed on the board, but, you know, I'm not going to pay that fee. And
right.
I just wait till we do it annually.
Right.
To do that.
Government.
So that was a
government permitting regulation. We're not going to start on that, Christy.
Paperwork. I told my son yesterday, I said, now that he's 18, I said, oh, this is your paperwork. Here you go.
Yeah.
Which is an appointment yesterday.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
So, That's one thing. You could set up a social media team, and you wouldn't social media volunteering. You don't even have to get out of your pajamas for that, guys.
Right. And if you're Facebook, a lot of people are Facebook junkies, including myself.
Yeah.
But I'm taking a little 7-day challenge not to be on Facebook. So that's why you haven't seen any posts from me. But probably like, where did Christine go?
She dropped off the plant. No, I didn't. I haven't been on it much too, because I've been dealing with bureaucracy.
Oh, yeah.
We're not going to talk about that.
Yeah.
I keep saying that. They're like, Karina, it's a talk show. Talk about it. No. I found out today, quite by happenstance, because one city is requiring me to do something different than another city that requires. And
same county, though?
Same county.
Oh, interesting.
But different municipalities.
Okay.
However, it's a Florida statute that if you have any business in your house, any, like, even if you only work on your phone, and you walk into your house with your phone, that is a home business. And you are to register with your municipality and pay the ransom, I mean, business license fee.
Wow. So is that what you are?
Huh?
Is that what they say?
Oh, I'm already registered because I have. But, you know, all those direct sales people, all those crafters, all those people that are doing things from their home, if they walk out the door and sell it, they owe a fee. And that's Florida statute.
Wow.
Yeah. I wasn't going to rant about this on the show. But it's important, and this is why. It happens to nonprofits, too. You're nickeled and dimed. Okay, I am going to rant. You're nickeled and dimed to death by, from federal to state to local, you know, county to municipality, on all these regulations. If you've got to follow all the laws. I even told somebody today, I said, I'll bet you 99% of us break some government regulation just getting out of bed in the morning, because there's so many rules.
Laws. There's so many laws. The more laws, the less freedoms, right?
Being a flashing back to 7 years ago.
Yeah.
Anyway, so what I want everybody to understand, especially when you're empowering your message, is that by you spending 10 to 15 minutes helping a local nonprofit that's all volunteer managed, and the people, or, and maybe $10 a month, 10 to 15 minutes a week and $10 a month, you can make the difference in a child's life if you are one of 30.
Mm-hmm.
One of 30. 30 is a small number.
Yeah.
And then, you know, get a few friends in, and they get a few friends in, and then all of a sudden you and your little tribe are helping a family in the community. And it's Kids Camp, it's volunteerism and nonprofits like Kids Campaign that have the flexibility and the ability to help when you're sponsored, when you're being supported.
Right.
It's not all of, much like the paperwork I'm dealing with to put on an event and all the fees and all that I'm paying. Kids Campaign has almost no overhead.
That's right. Well, another unique part about Kids Came Here with the mission of, you know, sponsored community service activities, we put on a couple of fundraisers over the years for ourselves, for Kids Campaign, mainly the poker run, which is a lot of work. And there's no guarantee whether, how much money you'll raise.
Right.
And none of that's guaranteed. So you just do the best you can and hope for the best. And we've had some good poker runs, but a lot of work. And I totally forgot where I was going with this. Anyways, forget that. So when we do a serving campaign, we help out other charities in the community with their events.
Mm-hmm.
That's the easiest part when you think about it, because they've already done all the legwork. They've to have that function, that event take place. They've done all the legwork. We just go there and say, here we are. What can we do for you? And we do what they need.
That's
the easiest part. So that's another thing. I mean, it's just so practical. So yes, we don't have any programs we offer. It's just mainly financial assistance in three main ways, which you can find on our website, which is kidscampaignsharinlove.org. But yeah, so that's
well,
that makes
and
it easy
Kids Campaign is going to have a booth at the Summerfest for Good Burger Battle Royal.
Yeah, I have to get a volunteer.
So that's
that
another
day.
Volunteer
yeah.
Task that you, if you like to talk to people, now you're going to want to learn about Kids Campaign's mission before you serve at their volunteer booth. But, and then we're going to meet, the volunteers are going to meet up the night before.
Okay.
Just so that everybody's on the same page. Plus, we have to set up Pinellas County's biggest beach ball pit.
That sounds like fun.
So if you like blowing up beach balls, come out.
Who gets? Friday is it before. Just for the kids?
Oh, no. Kids of all ages.
Okay.
Because it's a big event tent. Were you there last year?
No, we couldn't make it last year.
Okay, so my husband was voluntold that he had to do it again. And so basically what we do is we set up event seating, and it's like a ball pit, only with beach balls. And I asked the plaza at the Palms of Largo if they could double the beach balls this year, because they buy the balls. And then actually Tammy with the plaza, she's super phenomenal. She actually, I think her daughter blew up all the beach balls last year. But we have put in a request, and we learned the hard way. We put in a request for the kind of beach balls don't have the valve on it, because guess what we did for 2 hours after the event last year?
I had to pull them out.
We were trying to deflate the balls, and they were the kind that you know, really, really good ones.
Yeah.
That when you pull the thing out, it had the little thing.
The hard little thing. Yes.
It was a nightmare.
How many balls did you have?
I think she got 200 last year.
Wow. We should have coined, like, guess the number of balls in the pit.
Oh, that'd be fun.
You know?
That'd be fun. And then my other thought was having people bring deflated balls with them, since some of them might be on motorcycles or whatever. And then they blow up a beach ball and throw it in.
Oh, yeah. Like throwing a coin in a fountain and make a wish.
See how many we can get in the pit. Because I want to brag about having the biggest beach ball pit. So it's event fencing, you know, that orange mesh.
Yep.
So it's super soft.
So what is the dimensions of the pit? It's rectangle, I'm guessing? Or
yeah,
is it? Okay, so is it like 20 by 40?
I can't tell my secret.
Okay.
I can't tell my secret because somebody else will build a bigger one.
Okay, that's true.
You guys are going to have to come out and measure it yourself if you want to compete. But anyway, it's a lot of fun. And I have a picture, I think, in the event of, it was after some of the balls got taken out too. And we might even do that towards the end. Like if you're there at the last hour, here, have a beach ball or three.
Right.
Take it home with you. Put it on your head. But no, I'm really happy about. I want to give a shout out to Chris and Gloria with Untamed Events. Just a little bit of catching everybody up on what happened. First of all, never, ever, ever, ever work too hard for too long, for too many days in a row.
I've done that. Yes, not good for your health at all.
No. I actually ended up in the hospital last month because I'm stubborn. And I was working too many days in a row, too hard, and not paying attention. Anyway, so that's when I made a few decisions. Mm-hmm. Once I felt better. Mm-hmm. You never want to make decisions when you're not feeling well. It's a bad idea.
Yeah.
It's even a bad idea to make decisions to keep going when you're not feeling well. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I'm going to keep going.
Oh.
Anyway, so where was I going with that? So the point is not to be a serial volunteer to the point where it's not good for your health.
Mm-hmm. Set limits for yourself.
Set
right?
limits for yourself. Reach. Empower your message by asking for help. If I ask you for help, I'm actually really, really needing help.
Right.
Oh, that's why I got. That's why I started. Chris Allen, he's like an award-winning. He was at the first Mac and Cheese with his truck.
The first one you were involved, was I at the
yeah.
kids campaign there? Okay.
Yeah, you were there. And he was the burger truck there.
Okay.
And he has a different name for his truck. I'm not going to go back. It's a different truck. So he's Renegade Burgers now. But he and his girlfriend are Untamed Events. Well, I'm not sure what caused him to reach out to me. I'm not even sure if he saw that I was in the hospital. But I remember how he treated me at that first Mac and Cheese event when it was going a little sideways. And he was the only truck that wasn't yelling at me. And he came up and brought Lorena and I food. And so he is really big heart. Hard worker. So he reached out to me about a month ago or a few weeks ago and said, if you ever want to do a burger event, you know, I'm in. Let's do one. And so here I am about a week after I got out of the hospital, and I got on the medications that I needed to be on. And I'm thinking, and I'm like, I've got Summerfest coming up, and there's really not a theme, And I'm really tired.
And you're kicking off the summer with Summerfest. What better than a burger fest?
Burgers. So I sent him a message, and I'm like, okay, so I have this event. Would you like to switch it to be a burger? And he's, I'm in. Okay, so I'm trying to keep up with him because he's like me. He's like me. And, you know, I'm still catching my feet underneath. It's a pleasure to work with him. He and Gloria are phenomenal, but he is a workhorse. And just funny. He's like, okay, I'm doing this, and this. And like, okay, I'm on the second thing I was supposed to do.
I used to be able to do five things at once, but now I'm down to two.
I know. I'm catching up, I swear. Mm-hmm. But no, he's a great guy. I said, okay, let's do this. Within a week, he had all the trucks because they respect him.
Right, and he knows them,
And then Jeremy Gomez with Generation Entertainment Florida, he goes, all right, let's do this. He does most of his festivals in Tampa. He's like, you guys are in Pinellas. We can work together.
Yeah.
Because, you know, some people will go over the bridge.
Right.
So some people will go over the bridge. So, you know, we're promoting each other's events. It's a collaboration of much like what I was talking to you about or what I was mentioning about. Everybody has their what they're really fabulous at.
Mm-hmm.
And I was actually telling Chris because we're reaching out to a couple of other super promoters and saying, you know, because I am tired of people saying that they're event promoters and they're ripping off my vendor family.
Mm.
Because I'm in a bunch of vendor groups, and I can't tell you that not a week goes by that someone's like, I paid this money, and they didn't know what they were, you know. Now, there are certain things that event promoters can't control, like you said, the weather.
Right, yeah.
Or, you know, some other event popping up out of nowhere. But, you know, I pay attention to what some of these people are doing, and they're just collecting the money and not promoting the event. And I get very protective of the vendor. So I'm the vendor family and the social media and the promotion. And then we've got a great team so far. And we're looking to build it with just a couple more.
Nice.
And then we're going to take over Florida. Uh-oh, this is live on Facebook. Okay, the challenge is out there. But anyway.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so Kids Campaign is going to be helping out with the Summerfest for Good Volunteers.
Yeah, we're going to get a volunteer team together. So I'm reaching out. We got a collateral updated, and I need to reach out and try to recruit some volunteers. You know, any volunteers would do 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 100.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
It'll be fun, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
It's a good way to kick off the event. Go there, walk around for a couple of hours, help out, get some lunch, and then...
make new friends.
Yeah, go on your way. Support your community.
Yeah. So, and I do find that when you volunteer alongside of people, you find out you have a lot in common. Because volunteers are a rare breed. So, volunteering is special. Even if you're... not an event festival person, even being a social media volunteer. I mean, if you're on Facebook for an hour a day, spend 10 minutes on Kids Campaign.
Right.
You'll be healthier.
Help us recruit volunteers.
Yes, help them recruit volunteers. Invite your friends to their page. All right, so that's now when we're talking about empowering your message, what would be your basic message if you wanted to inspire somebody about Kids Campaign? Basic encouragement.
Well, it would be, you know, I think to be involved in the first part of our mission, which will then support the second part of our mission. And it can be customized any way that you want, you know, with community service. It's just, you know, if you want to get involved in another charity, you can still do that and support Kids Campaign at the same time.
Right.
So it's very creative and it's endless possibilities. And if you want to get out and involved in your community, you can. And like you said, if you're a student, you can earn serving hours, which can go towards possibly a scholarship. So that's the only thing I can think of.
Now you do, do you get the families together that you've helped and have like a picnic?
We did that once. It's been a while. It's been a few years since we've done that. The biggest challenge for us, which I'm sure is the same. Well, it's getting the people power to help us do these things, you know. Right now, like I said, it's just Melanie, Dylan, and myself right now. So we're at the point, last year we didn't do a poker run because we didn't have the people power to help us do that.
Right.
And so we just hit a bike, which got rained out. So.
Oh, I remember.
Yeah, so that bike that got rained out. So, but yeah, it's the biggest struggle. We need to, that's what I think our number one priority needs to be, is building a volunteer team so that we can have our own volunteers for different things. Summerfest, mac and cheese. If we want to have organized a fundraiser for kids campaign, we can do that throughout the year. Or if we want to just do serving campaigns, whether it's an individual serving campaign or a group serving campaign, we can do that too.
Well, and what we can also reach out to is small business owners. If you own a restaurant, or much like what Winn-Dixie is doing.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we're driving traffic into their store to buy the bags,
mm-hmm,
to help support kids campaign. A small business owner can do something.
Absolutely.
You know, have a, well, let's say Downtown Pizza. I just met the owner of Downtown Pizza in Clearwater. He's a great guy. And I want to go in and get pizza.
Right.
So what, you know, maybe I can give a shout out to him. Actually, he's a brand new friend of mine on Facebook. You know, maybe we have a pizza night. And a dollar from each pizza that our kids campaign,
right,
people that support us, a dollar from each pizza will go to kids campaign.
Right.
Just unique ways that even business owners can support.
And like you said, those small dollar amounts, when they multiply, they add up. Absolutely. So it could be a dollar, which is not much, you know, but when if you have 30 pizzas, that's $30. I mean, it's only $30, but you do that, you
10
know,
times.
Yeah. I mean,
that's the whole family.
Yeah. So it, yeah. So it adds up.
That's where I think the biggest struggle is. People aren't aware that their few minutes or few dimes can add up.
Mm-hmm.
And so too many of those individuals say, well, I only have an hour a week,
mm-hmm,
or I only have an hour a month. Well, that hour times 100 people that say it every day, I know they do, is 100 hours a month.
Right. Just changes their perspective on how they think about that.
Right. Maybe I won't stop at the coffee shop on the way to work,
mm-hmm,
one day a week. Okay, so say you stop every day,
mm-hmm,
on your way into work 5 days a week, and you skip one day, and you set that money aside. And at the end of the month, how much is that? And you can donate that to a nonprofit.
Mm-hmm.
So one cup a week.
Right.
Make your own coffee at home. Bring it with you. Aren't I being mean? But, you know, it's just small things multiplied. It's all people power.
Right.
And people understanding their power.
That's true, yes.
Because if you don't understand how your time adds up and your enthusiasm, like, I love kids campaign. And whenever I'm around, I like to be matchmaker. That's my favorite thing to do, is be matchmaker.
Right.
So when I'm in a group, or when I'm out in the community and I'm listening to people, you know, where their passions lie, or mm-hmm, where they like to spend time with. And that's why I like to represent as Benevolution Foundation. I can kind of be somewhat of a clone and be your spokesperson. Because I like being your spokesperson. I hope you don't mind me bragging about
you. No, we love Karina. She is a true treasure in the community.
So that just adds my voice to your mission.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I like to give back. I like working with you.
And we're grateful for that. We thank you. We love you.
You're welcome. What's going on? Do we have anybody saying hi to us on Facebook?
No.
All right. You guys are going to have to find us. Now, this is Shop Local for Good News. We've got 5 minutes left. And I do want to give a little bit of overview on what our future plans are. So Thank you for being my first, my reintroduction to Blog Talk Radio tonight. It's kind of perfect because if you look at the old episodes, Kids mm-hmm. Campaign is like two or three down from your first interview 3 years ago.
Oh, yeah, when you did that. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So if you want to hear Christine and I several years ago.
I think we would Dorothy and Rita back then, too.
Oh, yeah.
And,
you guys
and Desiree and Dylan. I think they were there, too. Yeah.
Oh, we're, we'll have to hear that show. Maybe you could do like a throwback Thursday.
I'll post it on one over the weekend. I'll post it
That'll
on.
That'll be fun.
Yeah.
So basically, the reason why I shop local for good news switched from broadcast radio to the internet broadcasting is I like the flexibility. If you are a neighbor doing good in your neighborhood and your time or your travel is, you know, not doable, but you do want to be on for maybe 15 minutes to promote a local nonprofit or a project that you're doing in the community, this gives me more flexibility of scheduling the show and mm-hmm. having them call in and doing like a little 15-minute blog. If you're a business owner in the community, I love telling the stories of small business owners because they work really hard.
They do.
And they do the majority of the support of local nonprofits in our communities too. So if you're a local small business owner that helps another nonprofit or helps nonprofits and you want to tell your story, connect with me. It's Karina at shoplocalforgood.com. That's Karina, K-A-R-E-N-A. At shoplocalforgood.com. We can do a 15 or a 30 minute blog, talk radio show with you. Very affordable.
Yeah.
Very affordable. Because this is very affordable
you
compared
local,
to what I was on before.
Yeah. Local support and local. Local
yeah.
businesses supporting local.
Well, and what I like about the blog talk radio too is the episodes could be shared across a bunch of different platforms.
Yes.
So when you do a 15-minute show,
mm-hmm.
It's not too long. I did an hour tonight because, hello, I'm back. And I know I can talk an hour with you about Kids Campaign, so I didn't want to cut it too short. But we may go on to the half-hour blog talk shows.
Mm-hmm.
But I would keep it at Wednesday nights from 8 to 9. I think this is more comfortable for people. Dinner's done.
Right.
And I will hopefully be broadcasting from the podcast studio at the Ring next time. Let us know. Drop a comment on what you thought about tonight's setup. If you can hear us well enough on the Facebook Live, if you can hear us well enough, because these are brand new microphones too. I just threw Christine. I'm like, hey, I called her. Or we were talking yesterday.
Yeah.
I'm like, would you like to help me with the first show? She goes, sure, I'll be on.
Look what that. It's Wednesday, tomorrow night.
Yeah. So we do appreciate all our listeners. We appreciate all shares. So if this show inspired you to get out and volunteer, even if you're halfway across the country, you can help Kids Campaign through sharing. Because, you know, you never know who your friends might live in Florida.
Right.
There's the 90-second countdown. So I want to thank everybody that has supported Shop Local for Good since its inception in 2017. We are unafraid to try new things, and we are completely honored by our Market Space for Good members that stuck with us and that continue to stick with us through our pivot. Stay tuned because we are planning. She's rude. We're planning on having some social events and some educational trainings too.
Awesome.
In this beautiful, lovely space, we are at the Ring Workspace in downtown Clearwater.
Absolutely beautiful.
And if you want to be our neighbor, I have a neighbor. There's plenty of seats left. We have a membership in the contender room. If Lorena, if you want to show them the room, it's very affordable. It comes with a whole lot of awesome perks, including a conference hall that I can't wait to do a
I see the pictures you posted in the conference room. I think it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And
very modern.
The vibe here is awesome. So that's the Ring workspace. Tell them you want to be Shop Local for Good Neighbor. Tell them you heard it on Karina's show. So everybody have a great night. Have a great night.
Thank you.
Shop Local for Good. Thanks to Christine with Kids Campaign for being on.
Thank you, Karina.